Welcome to Apple This.
Hello, Apple This. This is JC DJ Mac here with another app review. First of all, if you may recall on my last podcast, well, this was way back, I did a demonstration on an app called iCast Pro, which basically enabled you to take your IceCast and Shellcast servers on the road with you. Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. Application is no longer available on the App Store for download. It was available at the time of the last podcast review, but the app developer, which is Anthony Myatt, has taken down the app in favor of the app that I'm about to show you called iCast 2. It is the same as iCast Pro, but there are two special features that have been added to iCast 2. One is you can finally broadcast in the background, just like you would with Colossan Broadcaster. And second, just like with Colossan Broadcaster, you can now use inter-app audio applications. So if you have Loopy or Boss Jock or GarageBand, which most of you Apple Vis users have, you can now route the audio directly from either Boss Jock or GarageBand straight to iCast 2. It's very easy as before, but now the configuration screen has added hints on what the options do, and I'm going to show you what the interface looks like. The application costs $23, and you can find it by typing in the word iCast 2, that's spelled I, capital C-A-S-T, and the number 2. I'll be using my iPhone to record this demo. VoiceOver is currently active, and I'm going to jump to my home screen and tap until I hear the word iCast.
Glide. Owncast Messenger. Lockmark Say Plus Pits Messenger. Link to iCast.
It took me a while to find it, but there it is. So I'm going to double tap, one finger double tap to open.
iCast station name, Jmuck, iCast heading.
So, the first thing you'll come across is a heading that says iCast. So let's flick, and I'll show you what's on the home screen of the application.
Settings button.
There's a settings button, which basically gives you general settings, and I'll show you how to activate these settings in a little bit.
Microphone. Unmuted button.
So, let me give you a little backdrop of the difference between iCast 2 and iCast Pro. In iCast Pro, you had a button that says mute button, button. Well, now they've completely changed it to microphone and it's unmuted. So if I double tap at this point, it will mute my microphone.
Microphone muted. Microphone unmuted.
So you can now switch between muted and unmuted, which by default is unmuted. So that is the coolest thing that they've ever done with this app. You can now know when your mic is muted or unmuted, which is really great.
Share button.
You now have a share button, which allows you to share your broadcast stream via Twitter or Facebook.
Stream time, 0 days, 00 hours. 00 minutes, 00 seconds.
It has the stream time. This is when you go live. It will show you the stream time, which you can check.
Current listeners, 0.
You can now see your current listeners on who's listening. So if you were able to go on my stream, You would be able to see who's listening to your stream via the app.
Current time, 10:43 p.m.
It says the current time as well, so if you want to look at the current time, you can announce it to your listeners during the segment, in case you're curious.
Peak listeners, zero.
Peak listeners is basically who is peaking at your podcast. So if you're listening live, it will show you the peak listeners.
Station name, Jmug.
That's the station name. This is whatever you put in your configuration, which I'll show you in a bit.
Now playing info, live button.
This is the now playing info. So if you want to change the now playing info, you can change it.
Connection control, off air.
This is the connection control. This shows whether you're off air or on air. So I'm going to show you really quickly how one user can go live without the use of knowing when you're live. A new feature they added in iCast 2, they did not add this in iCast Pro. It's called Slide to Go Live, or Slide Control. So what you do is you tap and hold, and then you slide to the right. So now, the status has changed. So now if you flick twice, it will say
connection control on air.
Now it says we're on air. So now I'm going to go on my Mac, open a new Safari window.
Edit text to system dialogs displayed.
Actually need to log in first.
Four Squid applications. If an app doesn't respond for a while, play button, complimentary one item.
So now I'm going to open a new Safari window.
Play button, new window.
And all I have to do is type in the URL, which is...
CJHJMUG.com/WEPPLAYER.PHP. JCDJ Max Stream. HTML content.
And in a second, you'll actually hear the stream go through on the computer. If it'll play. So now if I flick, it will show you that there's one listener, so I'm going to flick and go to the listener stat.
Stage peak listeners, current time, current listeners, zero.
I'm going to refresh it again because I didn't.
JCDJ Max Stream.
Current listeners, one.
So now, the listener stats has changed from zero to one. So now, it is actually playing my live stream.
Audio playback. Heading left, button, loading, clickable.
The indicator is loading, so that's why it's taking a while for it to load. Usually on an average internet connection, if you have a good internet connection, then you're good.
Play button, press play button, loading, clickable.
So usually, on an average, it loads the stream for you. So let me try one more time, and if I don't get no audio, then I'll just skip it.
Reload JCDJ Max Stream. Loading. Clickable. Close window.
Current listeners, zero.
Okay, so unfortunately, folks, I was not able to get the stream to work, but you get the general idea. So I'm going to slide the control to off.
Now, connection control on air.
So I'm going to double tap and hold again, but this time I'm going to slide to the left this time instead of the right. So now if we check, it'll say...
connection control off air.
So now we're off air again. So that is a nifty little feature. So the easiest way to do it, with VoiceOver running, double tap and hold, wait for the sounder, and then slide to the left to go on, and then slide to the right to go off. But if you do it the second time it will produce an error, so I don't recommend you do it twice because that's gonna override the server. So before I conclude the podcast, I'm going to show you these settings that are featured in this application. So I'm gonna go to the top of the screen, I'm gonna touch the top, the bottom corner of the bottom left hand corner of the screen.
iCast heading.
I'm gonna go to settings.
Settings button.
One finger double tap.
Settings, iCast, back button.
So there's a back button if you want to go back. So let's explore the settings. I'm gonna flick to the left.
Settings heading.
Keep going.
Input heading. Gain. 37% adjustable.
Gain control. This is if you want to control the gain of the microphone.
Monitoring. Monitoring. Switched button off.
Monitoring. This is a very nice feature. They did not add this in iCast Pro. You can now monitor what you're hearing through headphones. I recommend you wear headphones if you're monitoring, especially DJs. DJs have the tendency to play what's out through their speakers and it'll cause dramatic feedback. So if you are monitoring, please use headphones for monitoring. It will tell you when you turn it on.
Drag the slider to set the input level. Footer.
So it says drag the slider to set the input level, which is the level you'll be hearing audio out of.
Stations.
So there's the stations where you can change the stations. I'm going to go in there real quickly and show you what the settings configuration are.
Stations. Back button. Stations. Heading. Edit button. Jmuck. jcdjmac.kjscradio.com. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
That's my radio stream if you guys want to check it out. So I'm going to go into the more info.
More info. Jmuck. jcdjmac.kjscradio.com button.
I'm going to double tap that button to go in there and show you the configuration settings.
Server cancel button.
So there's a cancel button.
Server heading next button.
There's a next button if you want to go to the next screen, which we'll do in a second.
Host jcdjmac.kjscradio.com text field.
That's the host of the actual IceCast server.
The host name or IP address of your Shoutcast server. Footer.
And if you're broadcasting for the first time on this application, you'll need to choose a hosting platform like IceCast or Shoutcast. And once you have those set, you'll come across the setup screen where you can configure all of your stations. And the first setting you'll come across is the host field. Let's keep going.
Port. 9000 text field.
This is the port that you'll be using for your stream.
The port that Shoutcast is listening on. Footer. Mount. / jcdjmac.mp3 text field.
So that's the mount point, the name that you'll be using. Like, for example, if you're doing a music show, you type in / musicshow.mp3.
The mount point for your station on the server. Footer. Auto reconnect. Auto reconnect. Switched button on.
Just like iCast Pro, you can have it automatically reconnect if it drops, like poor quality or poor connection.
Reconnect after. 10. Text field. Decrement button. Increment button.
You can decrease or increase the value of the connection timeout.
Auto reconnect if disconnected for the specified number of seconds. Footer.
So it will automatically reconnect to the server after a specified number of seconds if it drops out for some reason.
1 of 3 button.
So it has 1 of 3. We are on the first screen, so I'm going to go to the bottom right-hand corner of the screen.
4 of 5 cancel button, server, next button.
And I'm going to go to the next button. I'll double tap.
Next, station, server, back button. Station, next button, station name. Jmug, text field.
So that's the name of the station. You can set it to any name you wish.
Listeners will be shown this name upon connecting footer.
So when you connect to the station, it will show it upon connection.
Genre. Text field.
The genre field is optional. Of course, you can put in a genre for your episode or for your station name, but it is optional if you wish to put in a genre. You can put it in there. But it's your personal preference.
Website URL. Optional text field.
So this is where you want to put in your URL, such as your Twitter one or your Facebook one. Again, it is a personal preference, and you can put in your configuration or website on there, like your Facebook or your Twitter, but again, it's optional, and you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Description, optional, text field.
Again, this is the description field. Optional if you want to put in a description. You can say something like, this is a music show where something something, but you don't have to put it in there.
Public. Public. Switched button on.
Leave it public, so that way it will be listed.
List your station on the public station listing. Footer.
So it'll list your station on the public station listing.
Title streaming. Title streaming. Switched button on. Caption template. Dollar title dollar text field. Send now playing metadata. Footer.
So once that's all entered, it'll send the now playing metadata to the stream. So when you are listening, it will send the now playing metadata straight to the server when you're listening to the stream.
2 of 3 button.
So now we're on the second screen. We're going to go to the last screen. I'm going to tap and touch the bottom of the screen until I hear it say next.
Server, back button, station, next button.
Double tap.
Audio, station, back button.
Now we're on the last setup, which is the audio portion of the setup process.
Audio, heading, done, button, format, heading.
Now we're in format, so you got
AAC.
AAC.
AAC Plus.
AAC Plus.
Aug Vorbis.
And Aug Vorbis. So you got a variety of options to choose from.
Channel heading.
The channel you can choose between either
mono.
Mono or
stereo.
Stereo. So that's the two options you have in terms of quality.
Sample rate heading.
Next is the sample rate. So you got a variety of options to choose from. I'm going to go through them real quickly so you can hear VoiceOver kind of rapidly tell you what options you have.
16.000 kHz, 22.050 kHz, 24.000 kHz, 32.000 kHz, 44.100 kHz. Bitrate heading.
And same thing as the bitrate.
64 kbps, 32 kbps, 3 of 3 button.
And that's the last part of the screen. You have the station configuration, the station name, URL, etc. And the last screen is the audio setup. So now that's all said and done, we're going to tap the save button.
Station, back button, audio, done, button.
Or the done button, rather. I'm going to double tap the done button.
Login required, heading.
Now it's going to ask us for the login information.
Please specify the credentials used to connect to the station.
So it's asking us for the configuration to connect to the station, which is the username and password.
Username. Source text field.
The password's already been entered, so I'm gonna just scroll until I hear save, and then I'll just double tap it.
Password, 16 characters, cancel, save, button.
And tap save.
Connection check, back button.
Now it brings a connection check, which iCast Pro did not do in the old version.
Connection check, heading, internet connection.
So it'll check if you got an internet connection.
Host name lookup.
It'll check if the host name is reachable.
Host reachable. Authentication. Done button.
It just brings you a general check to make sure it's working. So I'm going to double tap the done button.
Stations. Back button.
So I'm going to go back to the previous screen by doing a two-finger scrub.
Settings. iCast. Back button.
So now we went through stations. So I'm going to tap and find the area that I kind of missed.
Stations. Add. Remove. Enter app audio.
This is what I was telling you about. Inter-app audio. So you can connect an inter-app audio application. I only have one inter-app audio, which is J2. But if you have Loopy or Boss Jock, it will definitely work.
Connect to inter-app audio apps. Footer.
So it'll connect you to an inter-app audio app if you have one installed. I have one installed, which is J2 for now, until I possibly get Boss Jock in the near future.
Audio effects, heading.
This basically shows you what audio effects that you can use for the application.
Dynamics processor, equalizer, accounts, heading. Facebook and Twitter.
You can connect to Facebook and Twitter, which both of them are already connected. And as stated before, you can share your stream after you've gone live, so that your viewers can listen to you from the actual stream.
Imperative apps.
Imperative apps, that's the app developer who sells the iCast 2 application. It says Anthony Myatt on the description, but the app seller is Imperative Apps.
Support, heading. Request support.
And we have the support, which is the last tab on the bottom. You can request support.
Log.
Log, you can send them a log file to them if you have any problems with the app. And that's basically it. And their support page is up and running, so if you want to send them a request, they'll be more than happy to get back to you as soon as possible. And their support page is not down. It was down on their old site, but they're now back up on their new site through Imperative Apps. So that's the app developer, if you guys want to contact them. So I'm gonna...
App switcher, iCast, running.
I'm gonna close this out.
Closing iCast, simple mic, running. Simple mic, recording mode, button.
Situation of the iCast 2 application. This is an updated version to the podcast that I did previously on iCast Pro, which is not available in the App Store anymore, but iCast 2 is. And the app is available now for $23.99. If you are a radio junkie like I am and you are great at podcasting, this is a wonderful app to check out. The app developer is Anthony Myatt. And you can find it by searching I, capital C-A-S-T, and the number 2. If you got enough money in your budget, please purchase and tell the app developers, provide them feedback, and trust me, you'll be glad you did when you purchased this application, especially me. I became a broadcaster since I first started on Spreaker, and now I vanished, and now I started going into the world of podcasting. So, I hope you enjoyed this app demo. If you want to contact me, please feel free to do so. My email address is jcdjmac@gmail.com. That's jcdjmac@gmail.com. If you want to tweet me, my Twitter handle is jcdjmac. That's @JCDJMAC. Thank you for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.